It's Friday, April 22nd, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, six Muslims were sentenced to death in Pakistan for killing a 48-year-old Sri Lankan man named Priyantha Diwadana for alleged blasphemy, reports International Christian Concern. His crime? He tore down posters which contained words from the Quran. The attack on Diwadana took place last December when the factory owner was beaten to death by a mob, reports The Guardian. At the time, Prime Minister Imran Khan called it, quote, a day of shame for Pakistan, end quote. Genesis 9 verse 6 says, whoever sheds human blood, by human shall their blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made mankind. The anti-terrorism court in Lahore sentenced 9 others to life in prison, while an additional 72 members of the mob were given 2-year sentences. Human rights groups and church leaders applauded the verdict. However, while justice was served, the ambiguous blasphemy laws in the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan encouraged the murder of the Sri Lankan man. Pakistan is the 8th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. On Wednesday, former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway chastised liberal Juan Williams and the media for attacking the Trump-appointed federal judge who struck down the mask mandate on airlines and other public transit.
If you have confusion on a public health and, quote, science matter from the White House, it turns into political science. If you want to wear a mask still, wear a mask. Nobody is stopping you from doing that as a personal choice. But I find it just unbelievable that yesterday on Air Force One, Jen Psaki said that public health decisions should be made by public health experts, not the courts. Does she think that way about Roe versus Wade? Do you think that when you see a 5-month-old sonogram and you deny it's a child, are you following the science?
Meanwhile, one flight attendant who learned about the end of the mask mandate mid-flight walked down the aisle of the plane with a trash bag, inviting passengers to throw away their masks by song. Listen. On Easter Sunday, Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer of New York stated that in the confirmation of pro-abortion Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, quote, the stone has been rolled away from the tomb, end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Schumer, a pro-abortion Jew, was addressing worshipers from the pulpit of A.R. Bernard's Christian Cultural Center Church, located in New York City during their Resurrection Sunday service. Listen.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first black woman to ever hold the title justice, and I believe, and if I have anything to do with it, the first of more to come. My brothers and sisters, increasing diversity of all our federal judges has been one of my highest priorities. This is what changing the seasons looks like.